Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is September 27th, 2023. This is your go-home edition of AEW Dynamite and our post-show review here on Fightful. Of course, we still have Collision coming up, but the stage was set for AEW Wrestle Dream. We found up some really bad news for the immediate future of AEW. We're going to talk about that, talk about a lot of things. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air here at youtube.com/Fightful, which is over 100,000 subscribers strong. Look at that beautiful button. Alex's is on his way. Yeah, speaking of birthday week, boy, Alex, yes. Pelowski, how you doing? As if you couldn't get a better gift than Damian Lillard.
No, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Championships, hopefully. That came out of nowhere today and made me very happy. Looking forward to watching that. You know, it was weird. Last year, I got the NBA league pass, and this year I wasn't gonna renew it. So I put a marker in my phone for like the end of September to like not renew it.
Yes,
it renewed on September 15th.
Oh.
Like, that's how early they renewed it. And I was like, well, I guess maybe I'll catch a few games. But now I get to watch them all.
I love it. Of course, we wish you the best of birthdays. Alex does, of course, the NXT show on Tuesdays. But he does Sour Graps on Monday, sometimes Friday or Saturday, depending on the days. But you'll see him this Saturday for the No Mercy post show, as well as an AEW review on Fightful Select. And listen, Fightful Select has a heck of an offer right now. For the first time ever, we're offering annual subscriptions to FightfulSelect.com. And through this upcoming Monday, you will get 15% off. That is almost 2 months off an already dirt cheap subscription. One full year for just $51 USD. It don't get any better than that. You'll still have a discount after that period. But right now is the time to get in on it and get a year's worth of Fightful Select. We have broken so much news over the last year, including the contract status on a fella who is challenging for, it looks like, the AEW World Championship imminently. Jade Cargill, who was announced as signing with WWE. We told you she was hitting the bricks. Just so much stuff. But hey, while you're here, leave that thumbs up. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the bad news. FightfulSelect.com reported today that not only was there heat on Rick Knox, who we did not see tonight at all. Very interesting. But last week's very unfortunate injury to Jon Moxley changed a lot of things. Alex, there was someone ready to come out and challenge Jon Moxley. I don't know who it was. It's a non-AEW name. It was implied to me a New Japan name, but I haven't confirmed that.
Yeah.
And they did not do that as a result. And Jon Moxley was not cleared tonight. So it's open challenge. And Alex, your boy, Jeff Jarrett.
My boy.
Your boy.
My boy.
Double J, Jeff Jarrett answered the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your thoughts on this situation?
Well, I've said all I need to say about my views toward Jeff Jarrett. All I can say is Rey Fénix is too good at selling the leg during the match. I was like, no. Let's not call another audible, please. Because he was hobbling all over the ring. It ended in a way that kept the title on Fénix, and at one point, Satnam Singh took a Sanjay Dutt to the balls. So that was good. It ended the way I hoped it would. So I literally was that Denzel GIF where I was just like, yes. Oh God, thank God. That was me at the end of the match for sure.
Well, Darren Walker, a good friend of the show, says, very sad tonight. Jeff Jarrett didn't win. We need a long Jeff Jarrett international title run. Disagree. I respect your opinion, Darren. Yeah. But not only was I just like, I don't know about this challenge.
Yeah.
I didn't like the match. And I didn't like the match because at what point does Aubrey just throw everybody out from ringside? What was Satnam Singh accomplishing there? What was the game plan within kayfabe? I'm going to climb on the apron. For what? A distraction to punch Ray Phoenix and get Jarrett disqualified? Yeah. What was the game plan there?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what... you have to... like. Obviously, you're not actually going to be able to go through with it because the babyface is going to run over and knock you off the apron. But if the babyface doesn't do that, are you going to choke slam him in full view of the referee?
Like, the referee? Yeah.
Like, what was the plan, guys? I just need to know what the plan was.
You know what? After last week, his plan was to do that.
Yep.
And then watch the ref not count three. And he didn't use up all of his lives.
Very good.
He still had one left. He still had a one-up to go.
Yeah.
So Ray Phoenix defeats Jeff Jarrett. But color me interested in next week.
Yeah.
Because Nick Jackson defeated Claudio and Brian Cage in a top contendership match for the international title. And let me tell you, Nick Jackson versus Ray Phoenix is going to...
Yeah, that's
oh boy, it's gonna just sensually hump next week.
Yeah,
Nick Jackson, I think, has long been ready for a singles run, but this I'm really excited for, Alex.
The triple threat was tons of fun, by the way. I will never get used to the effortlessness of Cesaro's strength ever.
Yeah.
The way he picked up Cage, who's a big boy, the way he just picked him up from under the knees and immediately he was 2 feet off the ground and spinning in a circle like it was nothing. Also, we forget because he spent so long in WWE where they almost exclusively for a while hired very large men. But like Cesaro's a very tall guy. Like, Brian Cage is like several inches shorter than Claudio. So it is kind of crazy how big that guy is. But I loved it. I thought that Nick Jackson did some really fun stuff. Everybody got a chance to show out. I loved that it was they said it was a blind eliminator. Like we drew three names from a hat and these were the three guys. I love that they just like that's how they just that they that's off course.
I really appreciate that they lied.
Like that they lie about it.
But I mean, even within the context of the show, it's like,
right.
Okay, I see what you're doing here.
Right. Yeah.
Because there are four guys. Mm-hmm. In fact, when this match happened, I go, where's the Bullet Club member? And I'm like, oh, wait, that was a completely different match.
Different thing.
Yeah. But I think. Yeah. Pretty obvious what they're doing here, and I'm okay with it. And like Brian Cage, since he had his hiatus and came back, mm-hmm. a different world of good.
Right.
He looks like if you put him right next to the Barbarian and the Warlord in 1990, mm-hmm. that one of them would be like, yeah, I can take the night off. This guy fits right in. Axe smash crush. Barbarian Warlord Cage.
Yep.
I wish we could have had that in a world. Yep. Really, really loved this match too.
Yep.
And Nick Jackson getting singles opportunities is something that I'm absolutely here for.
The Nick Jackson versus Ray Phoenix match, as you stated prior, humping.
Meet Normus says, shout out to Andrew Beck for being the heaviest, meatiest player to return a kickoff TD. and Cesaro for the meat swing of Cage, meat forever. Yeah, I love that too. Like Claudio can have these matches, and you don't blink an eye, even though he's taller and a little more slender. Like, you just know that his impact is going to be greater than or equal to what we see.
Yeah.
And also that, I think that fullback running it back for a touchdown was just incredible. I'm pretty happy with Charlie Jones as the return man for the Bengals right now, though. It's looking pretty good. Backstage, we have Ricky Starks cutting a promo after the Bryan Danielson match. Now, he showed respect to Bryan Danielson last week, and Starks is a guy that felt like for a while, like they knew he was going to be something, but he's too, it's too much to ignore now. Like they can't just ignore it.
No,
Yuta approaches him and Yuta's like, you're all hype. You're all style, no substance.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I honestly love the way they laid this out because of how Collision ended, where Ricky needed to go over and shake Danielson's hand. And neither Yuta or Big Bill wanted that to happen, but Ricky made it happen. I like they did that. And I like that the whole thing started out with Wheeler Yuta coming to say, I like that you showed my boy some respect. And then basically Ricky saying, yeah, screw all that. And I don't like you. And Wheeler saying, oh, good. Then I get to tell you how I really feel. And then just went off with this prepared thing he'd been thinking about for a while. After Saturday, I said, obviously, Brian needs to win this match. He's got Zack Sabre Jr. On Sunday. But that's the last time I want to see Ricky Starks lose a singles match for a very long time. And the perfect guy to have his losing streak snapped against is Wheeler Yuta, who is set up to take losses, but always makes the guys he faces look great. The match is going to be awesome at WrestleDream, but we finally get to see the beginning of what I hope is a good, long, sustained push for Ricky Starks.
Ricky Starks is a guy they got to lean on. Like, in the absence of CM Punk, if you get Edge, great. You're going to get Mercedes, great. But now is also the time you elevate Switchblade Jay White. You elevate Ricky Starks. That way that absence isn't nearly as noticeable. Right. And boy, we're going to talk about Edge later because I legitimately loved a tweet that Kate had earlier. And I think that is sincerely the way to debut him. Don Callis family segments. Oh boy. Sammy is getting heat with Don Callis. And this is Don Callis. How you want it to.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Work if you're AEW.
He is the most hated man in AEW. He might be the most hated man in wrestling. And it's, you could set anybody up next to him and have Don Callis put that guy over, and that guy's gonna be a heat magnet. It's a perfect thing to do with Sammy. I think it really works. But it was also kind of funny where they had Sammy Guevara say something that was supposed to add to the heat, and I was like, but he's not lying though. It was like, I have been right. I have been with Chris Jericho for 4 years, and he never let me shine on my own. He always dragged me along behind him like his little brother. Like, yes, that's true. That's blatantly obvious. I think this is a really good pairing for everybody. I like that they're expanding the family. And they even decided to get for some frequent flyer miles on the credit card to go over to Japan.
Yes. So they went over to Japan and attacked Kota Ibushi, and it almost went really terribly for them.
Yes.
Because Kota just started to whip their asses. But I love that Kota even got distracted in a street fight, effectively.
Yep. Yes.
Like, he got jumped and he still got distracted. That is so ridiculous.
Yep.
But he was laying his shit in on Takeshita,
yes,
brother.
Yeah,
he was laying that in.
Yep.
Now, based on what I've seen out of Ibushi, I don't know if this is the same Ibushi that we once knew or anything like that. Like, I don't know if we'll see that guy again. I hope we do. But also, considering the nature of his injuries and absence, I understand if we don't. And his name value is enough to carry.
Yes.
And it is enough. And there's enough story there with he and Kenny Omega to rock with this. But I think this is common sense storytelling, and you're getting a lot of people over. You're getting Omega over in absence. I think he's actually in. He might be over in Japan right now. Uh-huh. You've got Ibushi getting over because, you know, he's getting sympathy. Takeshita's getting over because he's doing heelish stuff. Don Callis stays over. And then as a result, you're getting Sammy over being next to them. Uh-huh. And then in even complete just addition to that, Jericho's getting over more by not being there than if he were out there trying to say something on the microphone. True. It's true. Beneficial to like six different people. And I think that's a beautiful angle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great.
Jeff Greeton says, did I miss Rick Knox or was he absent? He was not on this show. Oh boy. Some good and some bad.
Yeah.
But we're about to lean into an awful lot of stuff on this one, because this is one segment that carried into about four or five.
Yeah.
But there was something I noticed tonight, Alex, on the TNT feed or the TBS feed that Tony Khan talked about. There were some audio issues, it sounded like you were listening to dubstep there. That's because the TBS feed was messed up a little bit. Yeah, but,
it really was.
Guess what I didn't watch?
What's that?
The TBS feed. I was watching the fight feed.
Oh.
Because of Nord. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. There is so much that we're about to dig into. So first off, I want to address Kate's tweet from earlier, because if Edge shows up, I sincerely think this is a great first angle for
him. Don't encourage her.
No, I unironically think this is good. Edge enters the ring, gets a huge pop, and he wouldn't be able to say my Edge days are over. He's like, "You've known me as one name for a long time. From now on, you can call me." And then Roderick Strong comes out. Adam! I don't agree with the next part, 3 months of promos, but I feel like he tries to recruit Edge into Neck Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And Edge says no.
Right.
And listen, he gets beat down 3-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes the save? Christian and Luchasaurus make the saves. And I'll tell you why.
Turning them babyface?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I want Edge as a babyface.
Uh-huh.
And I want Christian as a heel teaming together.
You've been on this Sting and Luger thing since I have known you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I want Edge to go full on. This is my brother, and I know he's a fucking asshole. I know he's a piece of shit, because he's been a piece of shit the whole time I've known him. All along. We just take turns being a piece of shit, but he's my piece of shit too. Now, I think it's different enough than MJF. Because, as they said in Super Troopers, MJF's shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Right.
Not Christian's.
Yeah.
Christian's kicking over your dad's gravestone.
Yeah.
He's Big Boss Man 99. That's what he is. I want that. This is what I want so badly.
All right.
So badly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need it. And Edge, again, King of the North says, need Edge to tee Christian Cage up for his dead dad jokes. And Edge, plausible deniability. I didn't say it. Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like for Edge to even allude to something and then be like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then Christian just blurts it out. Yeah. Oh, give it to me. I need it.
All right.
Anyway, Adam Cole and MJF are on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about Roddy, and Adam Cole is like, you know, he's still my friend. And MJF goes to get Adam Cole another drink and puts on the ring. And he goes, did you bring me out here to punch me in the head with the dynamite diamond ring and throw me overboard? And he goes, no, of course not. And he explains to MJF, you're allowed to have more than one friend. And MJF goes, that ain't for me. I don't even like having one, honestly.
Yeah. Yep.
And he goes, but you know what? Probably best. The last time I throw somebody overboard, it was a whole ordeal. It was great. And they snag a fish. But it's Captain Insano, who isn't the captain, because MJF is actually the captain on this boat.
Right.
He wore the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Insano on the boat. This was so ridiculously stupid, and I loved it. This was a wonderful use of Paul White.
Yeah, no, and I it is... They say they taped it over the weekend.
Yeah.
And so it is where they taped this final thing. If at the time they knew we're not getting at him for a while, that he's got this thing, but obviously there's a lot to work through and try to figure it out. But I will say, this was great. I love the tease of the Sopranos / Godfather / that one episode of South Park, yes, where Cartman had a wiffle bat. And so this might take a while, Kyle. Just relax and slip into sweet unconsciousness. I thought that whole thing was great. I love the addition, you know, the Paul White Captain Insano bit. It was all fun. Great. This was really good. And it felt like, oh, well, he's hurt, but he'll be back really soon. I expected him to say he's got a really badly sprained ankle, but he's going to be off his feet for a few weeks, but he'll be back. And then the injury that they cited was way worse than that.
So they come out to the ring, and Adam Cole says that he's got to get surgery.
He says he blew up his ankle, it broke in three places, and he tore ligaments. That's what he says. So you, the guy who's like almost most used catchphrase is, guys, it's not a work. You're the guy who's thinking maybe it might be a work.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it might be a work. I'm not saying one way or another.
Right.
But if he needed surgery, one, why the fuck's he at this taping?
I mean,
Pardon my language.
Right.
Why is he filming a skit?
I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And why is he setting up a match in November for Deadlock Pro Wrestling with Chris Danger? You really think that between the time the injury happened,
right,
and Saturday when that promo went out, millions of views, by the way,
mm-hmm,
going to be a huge match. And I know Deadlock tweeted he's not going to be at the show.
Right.
That he wouldn't have said, hey, guys, listen, it's looking really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to set unrealistic expectations. Because let me tell you, Adam Cole, the nicest human being I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The most courteous human being I've ever met. I'm not buying it, especially with the angle we saw at the end of the show where either Retribution or the Firm returned to beat up Jay White.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm not buying it. Listen, I'm not saying one way or another. Maybe unfortunately it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. I am not buying it.
I'm willing to, as they say, let it play out. My immediate thought was, wow, that seems like a lot to have happened after jumping off a 3-foot ramp. This is why I never jump off of anything higher than 8 inches, because just in case I land wrong and I blow up my shit and I can't walk anymore, I don't need that. So I understand the possibility that could happen. Anybody can land wrong. However, it did seem like an exaggeration. So we'll see. We'll talk, obviously, I probably in great detail about the end of the entire episode. But everyone's got their tinfoil hats on for a lot of in a lot of different ways. But the tinfoil hats all start with, it's a work, bro.
Send in your super chats. Send in your humper chats. I want to know your tinfoil hat stuff, but we do have some super chats to get to of other segments before we circle back. Bizarro says, tonight was bonkers. Somebody kicked the writing these past few weeks in Overdrive and more. Claudio and Zangief Cage bring the meat. Nick is the side salad. Yuta Starks is going to hump. Was it Toru Yano for Mox? That would have been objectively funny as well because he beat Mox. Who's going to face Captain Insano? I know they wanted Satnam Singh to face him at one point, at least for the visual. Sawyer says this was Nick Jackson's fourth singles match in AEW, and the first one was against Phoenix on the first or second week of Dynamite. Love that they're finally running it back. I hope they play that footage as well. Mm-hmm. We got Eddie versus Rocky for the New Japan Strong title. Shida versus Soho Acclaimed. And Daddy Ass against the Hardy Party for the Trios title on Rampage. I love their just kind of loading that show up with stuff that has stakes.
Sure.
Which is very, very smart. Mike the Jeweler says, SRS, Alex, hello to you both. SRS, I sent you a message on IG. Take a look when you have a chance. I will. It says, keep up the fantastic work. AEW is fire. Would donate more, but my card was being funny. Take care, guys. Listen, Mike, we appreciate you regardless. You have been incredibly generous to us, so no sweat there. And to that, I say, steal somebody's credit card. Bradley says, Don Callis should play Full Gear 2021 ending to the main event on the big screen while the Elite are in the ring together. Imagine their reactions. Mm-hmm. I mean, within kayfabe, I think Omega finally said that he watched it back or that he...
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. He finally watched it back, I believe.
Yeah.
So I am Crush NC says, heartbroken over the Adam Cole news. Going to take this time to say, watch Deadlock Pro Wrestling, best damn wrestling company in the planet. Hope Cole heals soon. Love y'all. They have a wonderful community. I like the Deadlock group an awful lot. They do a lot of very, very cool things. And again, they've cultivated a very, very good community. Orion Ben says, Kate needs a hot Roddy scooter. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
It'd be good.
Sawyer says, he's at the taping for the same reason AEW keeps sending to Roddy to hospitals across the country. I would love if AEW did a Roddy Strong, Next Strong World Tour shirt with all the hospitals he's been to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That would be great. That would
Mercy
be great.
General, Sacred Heart, Mount Sinai. It's just a list of like it's like a tour, like a concert tour shirt, but they're all names of hospitals in different cities.
Yes,
perfect.
MD Cyclo says Shane blew out both quads doing a jump. He's 53 though. I mean, you never know what will cause it. You never know what will actually cause it. Tim McFile says, by the way, Adam Cole left with Roderick Strong. We haven't even gotten to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Left with Roderick Strong. And MJF was like, we're not relinquishing these titles. You made me wrestle twice in one night. I'll fight the righteous.
I'm going to fight those murder hippies 2-on-1 on Sunday. I'm going to win. And whenever you're back, we'll still have the titles, is what he said. So.
Oh, my gosh. So. That's going to happen. And as soon as they leave, Bullet Club music hits and Bullet Club Gold come out and Jay White's just like, nah, 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 y'all hang back. And he hits the ring. He starts to talk and we get the MJF promo. Mm-hmm. And MJF brings up about how he was compared to Jay White an awful lot because Jay White was seen as a dastardly son of a bitch. In fact, at one point, Alex, when it was brought up, who could possibly turn MJF babyface? I said, you need someone who can out son of a bitch MJF.
Right.
And really the two people I thought of were Don Callis, Ricky Shane Page, and Switchblade Jay White. I think they're dastardly enough to where they could have done it. And Jay White's already got his thing. Instead, MJF calls him tofu. He gets a tofu chant over. What did you think about the MJF element of this?
Just the idea. You're tofu, because everything you put next to it gets on the flavor, and everyone's been added everything to you, given you everything. He basically did the Adam Cole to Karrion Kross promo, except Jay White's really, 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 really good. So it didn't carry as much weight with me, but I thought it was fine. I wanted him to at one point go, you're not any of these things. You're just, and I want him to not say tofu again. I want him to call him bean curd. Because I really want a bean curd chant to get over.
Yes. My God. Well, Switchblade cuts his own promo. Mm-hmm. Man. I'm liking this. This is a guy who it's easy to forget in January headlined Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
And he's always been at that level. It's just he had a couple months off and then the slow build. Well, then he was working with Punk.
Yep.
he's one of those guys. If he were in WWE right now, he would be in an upper card level. He'd be feuding with Cody Rhodes right now if he was in WWE.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to see Switchblade in this spot.
Yeah. This as soon as the music hit, I was like, okay. So if Adam is really gone and they're going to run some stuff to do while until he gets back, this is the most business just picked up thing you could possibly do. Like, just the if it was some ridiculous, tragic, like absolute million to one shot accident that blew up Adam Cole's ankle, and that's what we had to do in order to get Jay White versus MJF the feud now. Like, I won't say it's a happy accident if indeed Adam Cole is that hurt.
Yeah, there's nothing good about that. Yeah,
but the idea that this is what we might get out of that is an unfortunate ancillary benefit, because I don't think this was the plan. If indeed, yes, I mean, like, it's doesn't look.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good.
Doesn't look great. I will say,
no.
I have broken my ankle before. It did look very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, very similar, but we'll see.
Do it.
Well, listen, I'm just saying.
We don't know that's Adam's ankle. Do a Google image search of broken ankle foot and see what comes up. Maybe
I am going to put it into Google Images. I am. He's got the wrestler shaved leg, though.
He does. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's search it. Find image source. Nope. Couldn't find web pages or duplicate images.
Okay.
It is the left foot. So
it
she
is
didn't.
The right... she didn't mess that one up. Oh, man.
She is a doctor. She is a doctor.
Yeah.
Bill says Elias would be a great fit for the Righteous. Yeah, he would be. If you call him Elijah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Say that we've rechristened him Elijah, changed his name.
The vignette that they did tonight for the Righteous leading into that segment where we still thought, hey, maybe we might get Adam Cole and MJF versus the Righteous. I really like their presentation. I love their theme song. They're basically like a Manson family-esque thing. They're not spooky, but they're like something's off with those guys. Like, you totally believe that, like, you just those are the guys you don't want just walking through your neighborhood at night, because you never know if they might just break a window and come in and murder your whole family. Like, they're very creepy.
United Slapnut says, "What's up, guys? Is there no Saraya on Sunday? She might not have gear to wrestle in." As we reported on Select, by the way, the gear that got stolen from her got stolen from the venue. I know that a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's from that storage unit, et cetera, et cetera. No, this is from, it got stolen from the AEW venue off of a truck. So, legitimately her gear has been stolen. Tim McFall says the Adam Cole thing is a total work. Usually you don't have all that wrong with an ankle. He was favoring his knee after the jump. Love it though. I can tell you that he was legitimately on crutches last week after going to the hospital. He went to the hospital
Yeah.
He came back. He was on crutches.
Yep.
It could be a really, really bad sprain. I'm not going to diagnose the man.
Right.
I am not a doctor, and I'm not sure that he knows any doctors.
Yep.
So I might be just as qualified. Maddie Nice says, hear me out. The whole wrestling changing thing was TK hinting that WWE and AEW worked together and Jay was jumped by Judgment Day. Listen, sincerely, that might be the biggest thing in wrestling history.
It would be. Yeah. None of those guys were as tall as Damian Priest, though. I will say that.
Yeah, but it'd be like the retribution thing where
I know.
Remember, they it was so funny. If you guys, I was working on a retribution story like for the anniversary of Retribution. Wow. And like everybody in Retribution was like, we didn't have a goddamn clue we were in that group. We had no idea.
I need the tell-all book, man. I gotta have the whole thing.
A little taste. They started that as a neck snap reaction because on the investor call, Vince got a very uncharacteristic question about one, developing new stars, and two, declining ratings. And he said, we'll do both of them, damn it. Ah. And they created this group. However, I don't think it helps when you have a 5'4" man waddling towards the camera going, you better run! You better run! As he waddles. Go back and watch that, guys.
I need the identity of the second Cinder Brock thrower. Not the first one, the second one that went through nothing.
Yes.
I need to know the guy who threw that. Get me an interview with that guy. I need to know everything.
I would love to. If sincerely you ever were an extra for Retribution and you're watching this, or you know somebody who was an extra for Retribution, please contact me because the actual members of Retribution have no goddamn clue who those people were. They don't have an idea who they were.
It's the best. It's just, God.
I would like to blame it all on Mia Yim. All the bad stuff that happened, right. It was me.
Right. There you go.
But, I mean, go back and look at the numbers they drew. They drew insane digital numbers.
Yeah.
Insane digital numbers. Eloquent says, MJF capping, he knows Switchblade ain't boring. Mm-hmm. I think so. And Eloquent says he should take the title off MJF. I think if he really gets to spread his wings and we really get to see the son of a bitch version of Switchblade, it's a potential candidate.
Yeah.
Bad Rocket says MJF getting tofu over, confirmed he watches Sour Graps and was part of the vegan pun bit.
It's possible. It's possible.
Matthew Hook says new era Tony was talking about was the Jay White era, LFG. Well, I mean, it ain't buying New Japan. Because as we broke a lot of details tonight on FightfulSelect.com that MLW is now working with New Japan and CMLL. So unless Tony bought the company and said, hey, MLW, can we borrow Hammerstone for a while? Like, we'll send you Goto. That wasn't happening. But Rimuru says when Cole is healed, I'm going to need him to come to the ring with his cast on, take it off to wrestle, then put it back. After, just as Roddy does. I would love if Roddy like rubs off on him. He's like, he's got some points.
Yep.
He's got some points. Darby Allin, Christian Cage sit down with Jim Ross talking about dead uncles and all that. But what'd you think of this segment?
I mean, it's all right. Darby Allin basically saying that, you wrestle the match without Luchasaurus out there and he does this thing. You think I wear this face paint to hide behind? And then he puts water all over his face to rub it off. And Christian's like, "Yes, I do." So we're getting this 2 out of 3 falls match. This is where I want the Adam Edge Copeland because what I want is for Christian to be beating the hell out of Darby in the third fall, and then we get some new music that sounds kind of like the other thing, but here comes Edge, and we think he's there to save Darby, but no, he's there to join up forces with Christian.
I would love that.
That'd be good.
Also important to note that MJF got a weed chant over in Denver. But listen, I'm a fan of that green, but there are some other greens I'm a fan of.
AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. Man, this is my go-to supplement, my go-to multivitamin, but it's so much more than a multivitamin. By the way, you want to be drinking your multivitamin. It absorbs a lot better. I take one scoop of AG1 from AthleticGreens.com/Fightful, put it in my 8 ounces of water, drink it down, and I'm good to go. I got a multivitamin that covers so much. Minerals, probiotics. That's why you never see me getting sick. You got your adaptogens, antioxidants. You've got a digestive enzyme. They all work together for a stronger foundation for your health. A free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 plus 5 free travel packs when you use athleticgreens.com/Fightful. By the way, it also helps recovery. So if you've had a tough workout, this athleticgreens.com/Fightful AG1 product is really going to help you out. They've got doctors. They've got endurance athletes, people with PhDs, the professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School, David Sinclair, putting this thing over. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. That immunity support, that digestive support, that multivitamin, all at AthleticGreens.com/Fightful.
Check it out, AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. Orange Cassidy defeated Penta, Matt Jackson, and Austin Gunn. You know, I think that after Orange Cassidy lost the international title, I'm a little bit torn. It's like, you got to keep him strong, obviously. But also, he didn't have to be subjected to this pin or anything like that. Like, he could have been a non-factor. I think this is the type of situation where you have somebody out of the blue kind of win the match. That way you can be like, see, they do win on Dynamite. It's not just a placeholder because of the nature of this match. Obviously, it's a good match, but listen, I honestly wouldn't have hated it if Austin Gunn pinned Penta or something like that. Well, it wouldn't have bothered me one bit, just because I see this going. I think Gang Wars is going to unfold. And with these factions, I would love for them to get like an early leg up. And I think that Austin Gunn is over-delivered. But I think it's good in that, because you've got a Young Buck who's going to be protected. Orange Cassidy is going to be protected. And then Austin Gunn, who's usually going to get beaten all the time.
Right.
I think that could have been a nice twist. But otherwise, I mean, I didn't really mind it at all. I thought it was a very good match.
I personally think the Gunns are winning that match on Sunday. So
probably.
So that might be a thing where they didn't have them as part of the pinfall here. So they would go over there. But yeah, I thought this was a lot of fun. I liked Austin also being the heat magnet within there, taking 3 super kicks at once. Like, he absolutely played his part really well. He's really improved. A lot of fun stuff in this. I really like that they were going to the out of nowhere finish, like, made perfect sense of Penta and Matt Jackson trying to, you know, trade super kicks and then trading clotheslines. And like, all right, we're both going to run the ropes right now, right? And then Penta ran, but he got grabbed by Austin. And then Matt was like, wait a minute, we can't do our spot anymore, and then turned around right into a Superman punch, a orange punch. That was great.
Good stuff. I kind of do want to see the Gang Wars unfold here, because I think it frees up time for a lot of other people if you've got all 4 of these involved with each other. And the reason why I think that they're headed that direction is because of the triple threat we saw earlier in the night as well. Like, I don't think it's an accident that set up, and then the matches that are set up for WrestleDream. We got Young Bucks, Guns, Lucha Bros, Orange Cassidy, and Hook. 4-way tag match for a future AEW World Tag Team title shot. In fact, the graphic said anytime.
Right. I don't know if that's like a Money in the Bank thing, or you know, if you get a call your shot for some date down the line.
Interesting. Very interesting. Julia Hart defeated Willow Nightingale. This was going to happen on Collision, but there was a scheduling conflict, but they covered up for it by writing Willow out, and Julia wins. Julia has quietly been on like a 25-match winning streak, has not lost this year. Right now is the most prominent member of House of Black, which I think is kind of cool, because you know, Malakai Black said he's been working through an injury. Brody King has been injured. Buddy Matthews is back home for a little bit. So I love this. And having Brody there ringside, I think adds an awful lot, because I think it is important just like Britt Baker was there for Jamie Hayter, like Jamie Hayter was for Britt, I think a guy like Brody needs to be there for Julia the way that she was for him.
He's her handler.
Yes.
Like, I get the sense that if that he is there to keep her in line, to make sure that this monster that they have created does not accidentally slip up and murder somebody.
And that's what I like, because usually we're talking the Sinister Minister and Abyss, as opposed to...
I love Brody just standing there stoically, and I love her being mischievous around him, like behind him, and like, you can't get me, because he's right here. She's doing amazing work. By the way, her entrance is the best in AEW. That song is haunting. The way she just floats down the ramp, it's ethereal and beautiful. I love it.
Tim says it's the best entrance in AEW. Darren says it's the second best female character work behind Toni Storm. She's doing great work. They haven't gotten into lore or goofy shit or anything. No. Is rooted in realism. That's what
The only thing that they can play with here is the mist. And I like that that's how they wrote Willow out of their previous match. And that was used during this when she came down, when she had the wrap around half of her face and that got pulled off. And then she had the black around her eye still. Remembering that's how Julia went from being a cheerleader to being this. Eventually this became, and I love how we didn't see any of Willow being Willow, her bubbly self, getting everybody to cheer with her, clap along to her song. She was vicious through this whole thing. I also love that it was that she put Julia into the Tree of Woe, but that's her home. So the way she hangs there in like an upside down Christ pose. She did that to herself where she like did the spider vertical.
Spider suplex,
That was really cool. So if you put me there, that's fine. This is where I like to be. And then she sat up to avoid the cannonball. And what a beautiful moonsault.
Like, a great moonsault.
This is the only thing, the only quibble I have with any of this is something that I can't even quibble with now, because Julia's got to win these matches going up against Chris. I think they did not do nearly enough to capitalize on Willow winning the Owen tournament months ago. And now she's just a woman who loses to the top contender ahead of a title match. They should have done a lot more with Willow when she won the Owen.
And I think that should become a thing. Like, she should be like, this is supposed to springboard my career. And I was on a treadmill. Julia Hart is 21.
Yeah.
21. Jamal says, sorry, Tiffany, Julia has the prettiest moonsault. I mean, two of the youngest stars in respective brands with two of the most beautiful moonsaults. Beautiful. Jamal says, evil Willow. That could be interesting.
I mean, she was behaving differently at this point. It might just be pissed about getting spit in the eye, but like, you could do something. I think it would be a huge loss of an amazing babyface title run they could have had with Willow. To like, we're just going to give up on that and do this. But also,
hear me out. They can Daniel Bryan Bray Wyatt it.
Ooh, fun.
Where she's, she wants to penetrate and get inside that group. And then she's like, that ain't me. It was never me.
Right. Could be.
No. Anime Otaku says that pounce on Julia was amazing. They always look extra nasty head on. Willow barking was fun too. Don't see Julia beating Chris, but Abaddon coming back like the House of Black debut would be great. Yeah, if they're going to use Abaddon, I mean, they signed her when they needed more talent and they were filling out Dark and Elevation. They had never had a big creative plan for her. My only issue with the match was the handspring, springboard, all that to go into the corner, but it ended in a really cool spear. So I was like, okay, all right. Dream Ninja says, all in on Julia Hart. Love what they're doing with her. Such a fun and interesting path they're taking while Malachi heals up and while Brody heals up and while Buddy is gone too. Yeah. And I'll tell you what's good. There might be of the 4-year history that we have done this AEW Dynamite post show, I think maybe 3 to 4 times ever, the most super chatted thing was something positive about the women's division. Obviously, Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker was one of them. But that's what we're seeing tonight. The Julia Hart thing got more super chatted than the Adam Cole thing, than the MJF thing. It was, it speaks very highly. Shot Kid says, like Julia, use the mist to turn Willow. Julia loses Saturday or Sunday, attacks Chris. Willow comes out for the save before attacking Chris to set up full gear. I don't know how I feel about that. I'd be open to it. That's the beauty of this. It could branch off any number of ways.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
JP says Julia Hart and Willow was really good. Julia has gotten so much better and feels like the biggest thing in the division with her entrance. Having Brody helps as well. Having two people that are not the champion. By the way, guys, I wish you all would stop talking about that goddamn Britt Baker tweet. We saw it. We posted it. Please stop spamming our chat about it. I appreciate y'all giving us the heads up. We saw it. But you got Toni Storm, not a champion. Julia Hart, not a champion. But the character work underneath is so good.
Yes. Yeah.
Really love it. Bizarro Big L says the... well, that was... that's in the wrong thing. Luis! 1LT says, good Lord, Adam's ankle ain't a work. Yikes, DMD. We'll see. We'll see. Swerve Strickland, Hangman signing. Hangman brings up all the things that Swerve said. Swerve got to the heel work early. He kept Prince Nana from doing the dance, which was really great. Jamal says, how dare you deny me that dance? I love and hate him even more now. Such great heel work. Christian and Swerve are the best heels in wrestling right now. I loved one of the lines of Hangman or Swerve's promo. Now, I don't know if it's an ode to No Church in the Wild. Like, I don't know if that's where exactly it came from, but there's a line there. It says, human beings in a mob. What's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? He did that in his own way. He said, what's a farmer to a mogul? What's a cowboy to an outlaw? And what's a buckshot to a kill shot? A nice callback to the Lucha Underground days.
Yep.
Which, you know, has me like the Vince GIF. Oh. One of those. Loved that.
Yeah.
They stumbled here and there, but like I can tell how much emotion they are. I can tell how excited they are. This is such a fresh, new, different feud. Russell Wilson catching strays, as he should. Listen, maybe if he could throw some stray passes and hit his receivers with them, he wouldn't be doing that. But damn. And somebody says, Jif like creamy Jif. Yes, what the inventor of the file calls it.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. I love this. I think it might main event.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll main event, but it's going to be the crowd will be really hyped for it. I have this whole time, I have been so impressed by the stoicism of Swerve. You can tell he is furious about all of this, but he just stood there and watched his boys lost the ROH Trios titles. But it was, you could tell he was boiling inside. And I love that we never got to see him have an outburst or anything. The closest he had to an outburst was the way he stopped. Not like, Nana, you're not doing that. We're not doing that now. Because I saw all of you cheering when Paige and no. You don't, no, he doesn't get to do my dance, so you get to do it along with him. We're not doing that. Not tonight. Tonight, I have words for the cowboy. Like, there's some really great stuff there. A lot of excellent heel character work. I am very, very, very excited for this. And it feels to me like this is the beginning of a really awesome sustained push for Swerve as a top heel, and also the catalyst for a new bottoming out and recovery by Hangman. If Hangman gets called out in the original promo and then tonight says, I took everything that you heard to heart, and I know that I need to be my best self for these people, and that's what I'm going to give you on Sunday at WrestleDream, and he says all that, and he believes all that, and if he goes out there and loses anyway, what does that do
to the
depressive cowboy? It's great.
And, I mean, this is going to roll into Gang Wars, I think.
Yeah.
Because I would love for Swerve to win in the main event of the pay-per-view, by the way.
Yeah.
And then next week, Hangman comes out with his buddies.
Yeah.
And he's like, I let you all down, yada, yada. And Swerve's like, we've seen this bullshit before. We've seen you do this before. We've seen you sad before, and we don't care. Last time it ended in you winning the world title. This time you're washed. You're done. Yeah. It's over. I would love that. His hometown getting a big win, that would go a long way. Tony P says, main event Sunday? If so, I'm down. I would be down too. Swerve main eventing in his hometown would be great. I think they should give him like a pro fighter walkout with his team.
I mean,
like that.
There's no MJF title match.
Yeah.
Like, there's Saraya's not defending it.
Yeah.
Like, of any possible thing, like maybe Danielson is ZSJ, because that's the
Brian Danielson
match.
Could too, and he's a hometown guy too, so that could absolutely do it.
But I absolutely could see like this being the one right in the middle where we've had a few things, and this one's going to cool things off because we're getting a brutal, hard hitting match with this. I think this could be great.
James Stallings says the Bucks are officially cheating. They're just playing the game, man. So we're going to run through all the theories the attackers. There were five or four attackers and then one person in the MJF devil mask attacking Switchblade at the end of the show. Somebody said what, or Luis said that one of the hooded peeps looked like he had a bulky neck, like he had a neck brace under the hood.
No.
Tony said, someone said there were five guys. Yep. Adam doesn't have to wrestle. I think Kyle O'Reilly on his way back with Roddy, Kingdom, and Adam leading them. He's getting his lick back on Jay, going back after MJF when he's ready again. I can tell you as of this summer, sincerely, they didn't have a timetable on his return. And I mean that like they didn't think he was coming back.
Kyle.
Yeah. Maybe that's changed, but
yeah.
Brandon Charles Powell says, totally forgot about you better run retribution guy that came across as middle schoolers who were available. Look at those summer break.
Mm-hmm.
Shot Kid says the twist is the firm is actually Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roddy, and Kingdom. They goad Bullet Club Gold, and then Adam screws Max out of the title and Jay at Full Gear or Winter is Coming. I mean, even if Kyle O'Reilly couldn't wrestle, he could whip people's asses. He could stomp people.
Yeah.
He'd be a bit of a manager. Fitzgerald says, what a cliffhanger to Dynamite that either had to be LFI at the end or MJF in the Kingdom. Endings like this sell tickets. I feel like the level of LFI's push wouldn't necessarily necessitate this.
The thing on Saturday, like the Andrade and Jay White thing felt very much like this is not the end of this.
Yes, you're right.
And we were getting an Andrade versus Juice Robinson on for Collision, at least we were as of last week. So like the idea that you could blend like Jay White stepping away from that thing, because I already beat Andrade. He's not a threat to me. But Andrade says, you better believe I am. There's some stuff there. The thing about it everybody's talking about is that the guy in the mask didn't look like he was built like MJF or like any wrestler. But what I love is the mask allows it to be multiple people. I think it should be a different person under the mask every time they show them. So we can never get a fix on who it might be. The next time it should be somebody who looks like he's a little built.
I wrestled 4 years ago under somebody else's mask and pretended to be them and nobody knew. Nobody knew. So it's that's the beauty of the mask. Suicide's been like seven guys. Like you could do whatever. Here's one that could be interesting. S. Morgan says it was all the people released by WWE. Ali, Mansoor, Massey, and Dolph. If they wanted to keep it going for 90 days, it could be.
I mean,
You could be.
There was a lot of people saying, Punk? I mean, listen. If it's Punk, he's working everybody he knows.
You're working
and
everybody.
There's going to be a lot of mad people in the company.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Very mad.
Yeah.
Jamal says, I have so many questions after this show. N. Simmons says, to be fair, that devil at the end was slimmer. Who was under the mask tonight doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything.
It's and a not red hair.
Yeah. I wouldn't put the real people under the mask.
Until the moment you reveal it. Absolutely. Yep.
MJF did pay Roosh before, so it's possible. MJF pays a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Ryan Griffin says, Japan Bullet Club attacked Jay White. I mean, I saw people talking about War Dogs and stuff like that, and they've been talking all that trash, but I don't know if that would be a fair reveal either, as much as I like those guys.
Right.
Bizarro Big L says, the devil is slim, and it's five guys. Got to be some combo, but Adam Cole is the devil. Either it's the next Strong Kingdom or the Dark Order. It ain't the Dark Order. It would not be the Dark Order. The issue is the fifth guy for each. That's what throws me. Who could fill the role? Richard Holiday. Richard would be great, but I think you would have to introduce him to a grand audience.
Right. I mean, if it's not MJF under the mask, right? And everyone says it can't be him because it wasn't him tonight. Well, they might just not have had him under the mask tonight. But I love the idea of somebody framing MJF as the devil again. Like, who has it? The obvious suspect would be Adam Cole, but I love it if it's not an obvious suspect, and we have a fantastic. Once you have the reveal, they have the promo that puts everything together. We see all the pieces come together like a jigsaw and go, of course. How could we not have seen? I want it to be something like that. It'd be great.
Luis notes that December 20th, the 90-day expiration, does fall on a Wednesday. B. Mandible says, well, shit, I thought the audio glitches were going to be a part of an angle. My theory is blown. It was a TBS issue because Tony even said that, and it wasn't an issue on Fight, thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Tony says, unless you say the injury is real, I think it's Cole, Roddy, and the Kingdom that beat up Jay. Adam is a bigger dick than Max. He knows all of Max's moves because he's the ultimate slime ball and one step ahead of him. 4D chess Adam.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to say that anything's real. I am not ready to be worked by this angle at all. But I'm ready to enjoy it, though. Sky Sin says they all have turtlenecks. It's Christian. Just five Christians. And then Simmons says, Swerve better win this match. My biggest criticism of Tony is he has so many players like Andrade, Ricky, and Swerve. He's not using their full potential. Now, I mean, listen, now Ricky's feuded with CM Punk and Brian Danielson. Yeah.
But he has in the past seemed poised to be a big-time player, and they just let him fall by the wayside.
So. Listen, if it were me, I would have booked him to win a lot more. Tim McFall says, someone mentioned LFI that would work great. And with what happened in Collision Saturday, it would. I'm being sold a little bit more on LFI. And I think sincerely, the level of talent there is worthy. It's just based on how they're booked. I'm like, is this something they would do? We'll see. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at Alex Sour Graps on the Twitex. And you can find me on FIFO Select. Doing reviews of Raw, the SmackDown while doing a Rampage watch along. We'll do that on Friday. Saturday, we're going to do the NXT No Mercy review while talking about whatever happens on Collision if they do any more. Who's the devil behind the mask stuff? We'll definitely include that. Going to do a review of Wrestle Dream on Sunday. Kate's going to be there at Wrestle Dream, so I'm not sure who I might be doing that review with. But and then Tuesdays, of course, the NXT review pod. A lot of fun, a lot of puns.
Guys, thank you all so much. Subscribe to Fightful Select through Monday. You sign up for a year, you get 2 months off just $51 a year. That is insane. That is crazy. How are we going to make money off of that? I don't know. I don't know. It's like $4 and a quarter a month. Are you kidding me? Jimmy says, is there anyone outside of AEW that calls himself the devil? Someone that leads a faction. Doja Cat has her demons. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah,
I'm here. Listen, they saw the buzz that Travis Kelce and the Chiefs got for Taylor Swift, and they said, God damn it. God damn it. How can we do this? Doja Cat.
Yep.
No, I don't know of anybody else that does that. But also, that we did see a Righteous vignette, by the way, that was
it was pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. Guys, thank you all so much. Leave us a thumbs up. If you're in the comments section, tell us your favorite part of the show. Till next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.